Later today, we get the release of the Fed minutes. It will be interesting to see what comes of this latest Fed communication, especially in the aftermath of such a hawkish shift in the central bank's outlook back in January. Remember, back in January, the market was caught off guard by Jerome Powell's hawkishness after the central banker refused to rule out a 50 basis point hike in March, while leaving the door open to hikes at every meeting this year. Since that meeting, economic data has only pushed to further support this hawkish view, with jobs data looking healthy, all while inflation has run up even further to 40-year highs. And so expectations for the Fed minutes to reaffirm the January communication are running high. Of course, the point here is that because these expectations are running so high, the balance of risk may actually be tilted in favor of stocks and currencies relative to the US dollar. Market direction is all about reaction relative to expectation. It's so much less about the information we actually get. And with everything pointing to a Fed minutes that should produce a heavy dose of hawkishness, we see room for the minutes to either match expectations or fall short, both outcomes setting up a sell the fact reaction leading to stocks higher and the US dollar lower. Of course, we won't rule out the possibility for the minutes to exceed hawkish expectations, but we think the bar here is very high to exceed these expectations. And this is why we see the balance of risk where it is heading into the minutes. That's all for now.